students and dear friends.
弟兄姐妹下午好，朋友们下午好。
I want to welcome you to the house of God.
欢迎你来到神的家。
What a declaration that we're no longer slaves to fear.
我们再也不被惧怕所缠绕。
Because we are a child of God.
因为我们是神的孩子。
The scripture says how great the Father loves us and that He lavishes His love upon us.
圣经里面讲，神是如此的爱我们，他把爱铺洒在我们的身上。
That we should be called the sons of God.
我们应该被称为神的孩子。
A wretched sinner doomed to die for eternity.
我们本来是注定要死在永恒里的。
And now we're a child of God.
但是我们现在却成了神的孩子。
Filled with love,
充满了爱
and no more fear.
没有任何的惧怕。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
The fact that we're able to gather like this afternoon.
我们今天之所以可以聚集在一起
，It is because God's love.
是因为神的爱。
Well, this afternoon I'd like to share with you on the topic of the kingdom of God.
今天下午我想与大家分享的话题是神的国。
Maybe we should read this same verse together.
也许我们应该一起读一下今天的主题经文。
We'll read it in English first and then Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
Next slide. There we go. The kingdom, here we go. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus and of His Christ. Let's read it together.The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
Now, when Jesus first began His public ministry on earth,
当耶稣开始在地上公开传道的时候
His very first message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand."
他的第一个信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
And then for the remainder of his life on earth,
在他其余的日子里面
，The scripture says that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sicknesses among the people.
圣经中记载说，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
So out of the 97 times the term kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven was mentioned in the scripture, 61 times were in the Gospel.
在圣经里面一共记载了97次神的国或者是天国，最后有61次是在福音书里面。
And then the Gospels are Jesus' biography.
而福音书是神是耶稣的生平。
So you can know that the kingdom of the heaven is actually a central message that Jesus preached.
所以我们可以知道耶稣宣讲的中心信息就是神的国。
And it's also what he commissioned his disciples to proclaim to all the nations.
这也是他教导他的门徒要把这个信息传到世界各地。
So then we want to ask, what is the kingdom of God?
所以我们会问，到底什么是神的国呢？
Why is it so important that the scripture says, that Jesus says, this gospel of the kingdom will be or must be proclaimed throughout the whole world, then the end will come.
为什么这个经文这么样的这个信息这么样的重要，在圣经里这样描述，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And then we also want to know, what does this kingdom have to do with me?
我们也想知道天国与我们有什么关系呢？
And then how should we respond to the message of this kingdom?
我们要如何回应天国的信息呢？
These are the questions that we want to look into this afternoon.
这些是我们今天下午要探讨的问题。
And by the help of God's Holy Spirit and in God's Word.
我们希望神的灵帮助我们，神的话语帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们来祷告。
How about I invite you to spend the next maybe 30 seconds? Would you just ask the Lord, doesn't matter where you are spiritually, would you just ask the Lord, Lord, one word for me?
我们可不可以花30秒钟的时间来在神面前安静，来求神借着今天的讲道，哪管给我们一句话也好，是神要对我们所说的。
Lord, if you do not speak, we have no words.
主啊，如果你不讲话，我就没有什么可讲的。
Lord, if you do not speak to us, then we will be lost.
主啊，如果你不对我们讲话，我们就失丧了。
Holy Spirit, if you don't help us, we will never be able to understand what we hear.
圣灵，如果你不帮助我们，我们如何能明白你的话语呢？
Lord, people like us who are so earthly bound.
主啊，像我们在这地上被地上的事所捆绑的。
We live in such a democratic country.
又是活在这样一个自由的国家。
Lord, it is so hard for us to just be lifted up and to see kingdom and heaven.
有的时候真的很难，让我们可以看到什么是你的国。
Would you help us this afternoon?
今天下午求主帮助我们。
Lord, come.
主啊，你来。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，你来。
Speak to the depth of our hearts.
对我们的内心说话。
Lord, remove all the hindrances in our mind.In our hearts.
把我们头脑中心中任何的障碍都挪去
so we can speak it clearly,
所以我们可以很清楚地 讲明白
and hear it clearly,
听得很明白
and so we can respond rightly to your message.
我们可以对你的话能够有一个正确的反应
Thank you Lord, in Jesus' name I pray.
感谢主奉主基督的名求
Amen, Amen.Well, the idea of God's kingdom is a theme throughout the scripture.
神的国这个主题贯穿了整个经文。
But the term kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven was not introduced until Matthew's account of the gospel.
但是天国这个词或者是神的国直到马太福音的时候才 引入的。
And I think it's important to mention that the different terms, kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven, they're one of the same thing.
值得提出的是，神的国和天国是指同样的一件事。
And Matthew used the term kingdom of heaven because he was addressing a Jewish audience.
马太之所以用天国，是因为他的读者是犹太人。
And they usually always,almost always use a different word to refer to God, Yahweh, than calling him directly out of respect to God.
几乎每所有的时候，犹太人在讲到神的时候，都用不同的词来代替。
So what is the kingdom of God?
到底什么是神的国呢？
I think Revelation chapter 11 verse 17 gives us a very good definition.
在启示录11章17节中，给了我们一个非常好的定义。
It says that we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
昔在今在的主神，全能者啊，我们感谢你，因为你执掌大权做王了。
So to put it very simply,
很简单的说，
Kingdom of God is not a territory as we understand the worldly kingdom.
不像我们理解世界上讲的国度，神的国并不是一个区域。
It is wherever God rules and reigns.
神的国是神掌权治理的地方。
Whether be in us,
不论是在我们身上
，in our home,
在我们的家
，in the church,
在教会
，in the world,
在这个世界
，in heaven or on earth,
在天上地下。
It is wherever God's glory, His power, dominion, authority are manifested and exercised.
是神的荣耀、权柄、主治和能力彰显、实现的地方。
It is both a noun and action.
它既是一个名称，也是一个动作。
And we saw the glimpse of God's kingdom in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约中可以一瞥神的荣耀。
But when Jesus came and entered in this world, we began to more fully see its manifestation.
当耶稣来到这个地上的时候，我们能够更加的看出神国的展示。
So we ask, is the kingdom of God here already, or do we wait for it, in the future when Jesus comes?
我们会问，神的国现在就在这里吗？还是我们要等到耶稣再来的时候的未来呢？
I believe it's both.
我相信是两者。
I think, this is based on my understanding of the scriptures.
从我对圣经的了解，我这样认为。
Well, 700 years before Jesus' birth.
耶稣降生700年前
the prophet Isaiah foretold about this, this Messiah and the coming king.
先知以赛亚他预言了为应许的弥赛亚救赎主的到来。
And declared that government shall be upon his shoulder.
他宣告说政权必担在他的肩头他的国。
And then, and his kingdom will last forever.
他的国度直到永远。
So, and when Jesus came to this world,
当耶稣来到这个世界的时候
he preached about the kingdom of God.
他宣讲神的国。
And one day after he healed this, he cast out demons from this blind and mute man.
有一天当他把乌鬼从一个又瞎又哑的人身上赶出去
he said this.
他这样说
he said, if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you or arrived among you.
我若靠着神的灵赶鬼这就是神的国临到你们了。
You see, when Jesus, the promised Messiah and King, he stepped down from heavenly glory temporarily and came in the flesh.
我们可以看到，当应许的弥赛亚要来的君王耶稣，暂时离开天上的荣耀，降成肉身。
And he brought the kingdom of God with him.
他把神的国一起带来了。
And when he spoke with authority, when he calmed the stormy sea, when he cast out demons, and when he healed the sick.
当他带着权柄讲话，当他平静风浪，当他医病赶鬼的时候
，and when even when he taught，
当他甚至将他教导的时候
，the kingdom of God was manifested，
神的国就彰显在我们当中了
，and it was exercised among people，
神的国是在人的当中所彰显的
，and the kingdom of God was among men，
神的国降临在人的当中
，like John said， full of truth。And grace and power.
就像约翰所说的，是满有真理、恩典和能力。
But perhaps we will wonder, if the kingdom of God has already come when Jesus came, why don't we see all things and everyone subject to Him?
如果我们说，当耶稣来的时候，神的国降临了，为什么我们现在看不见这世界上的人或者物都降服于他呢？
Why is it that we still see so much suffering and so much chaos still?
为什么我们还是看到很多的苦难和混乱呢？
I think Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10 give us a really good and beautiful explanation.
以弗所书一章九到十节给出很美的解释。
He says, He, who is God, made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to put into effect.When the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven on Christ on earth together under one head, even Christ.
神照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
This means that when time comes, when everything comes to its fulfillment.
这就意味着当那个日期满足的时候当一切都完成的时候
God will bring all things and every creature on heaven, in heaven and on earth together under the rule and reign of Jesus Christ the King
神会将天上地下的万物都归于耶稣基督的治理之下
In the meantime
同时
We the church
我们作为教会
is God's kingdom on earth
是神国的彰显
Through us, God's kingdom and His power and authority continue to be manifested and exercised.
是神的国，他的能力彰显的地方。
So to conclude about the kingdom of God,
我们总结一下神的国。
We see the kingdom of God is progressive.
我们可以看到神的国是渐进式的。
Because Jesus Christ came and He Himself being God, He brought the kingdom of God with Him.
因为耶稣来了，他是神。他就将神的国带进来了。
And even though presently we do not see everything and everyone subjected to him yet,
虽然我们在现在还没有看到万物都降服于他
，but you can be sure there will come a day soon.
但是我们会确认将来必有一天
，when Jesus shall return.
很快的，耶稣会再来。
When Satan is defeated,
当撒旦被击败
，and he and all his followers are done away with and locked in hell forever.
他撒旦和他的随从者都会被锁到地狱的永火里面。
There will come a day when Jesus comes in all his glory, majesty and splendor.
那一天到来，他带着威严、荣耀和光辉。
Then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is King.
到那一天，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要称耶稣为主。
Then and only then the kingdom of God will be brought into completion.
只有到那个时候，神的国就完成了。
And Jesus then will rule and reign in heaven and on earth and under the earth and all that is in it.
耶稣基督会统管万有，天上地下一切的。
And to his kingdom there will be no end.
他的国度永无穷尽。
And as for us,
对我们来说，
because Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, will reign.
因为神我们的主会统管，
There will be no more tears, suffering, sickness.
就再也没有眼泪、患难和疾病了。
And this is why the Lord Jesus taught his disciples and us to pray in such a way.
这就是为什么耶稣基督教导我们要这样的祷告。
Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that is what we're waiting for.
那就是我们所等待盼望的。
And the day of us beholding our King is very soon.
我们面对面见到我们主的那一日就快到了。
Now I want to ask, what does this kingdom of God have to do with me?
我们想问，神的国与我们有什么关系呢？
What does it mean to me?
到底意味着什么呢？
Should I care?
我该关心这件事吗？
Well, a very blunt answer is yes.
笼统地说，绝对有关系。
It has everything to do with you and me.
和我们每一样都有关系。
Both in this life and in the eternity to come.
在今生，在永世。
You know, as a citizen of the country,
作为一个国家的公民，
and for our own pursuit of happiness,
我们想要过一个快乐的生活。
So we all wish for our country to be great, to be powerful, right, with a lot of abundant resources, and with a leadership that is actually strong and is for us.
我们很希望我们的国家繁荣富强，资源丰富，又有一个顾念人民的领袖阶层。
Because without these, we would be without provision and protection, and people would suffer.
如果没有这些的话，我们就会无依无靠，会遭受患难。
Take Syria, for example.
比如说叙利亚的问题。
And ever since the civil war started 4.5 years ago,
内战开始了4.5年了。
It is estimated that 386,000 people lost their lives.
估计有386,000人死亡。
And in April, UN published a report estimating the number of refugees reached 13.5 million.
联合国估计说，在四月份，说大概有1,300多万的人流离失所。
And part of them are displaced outside of the home inside Syria, and 4.8 million outside Syria.
有一些人是在叙利亚境内。有400多万人是在叙利亚的境外。
Our heart wrench when we see and hear these reports of such devastation and life lost.
我们的心会为他们难过，当我们听到或看到这样战争所带来的伤害的时候。
We feel for them as a people.
我们为他们感到难过。
And take gypsies for another example.
我们又举吉普赛人的例子。
They're a group of nomads. Right now, it's about 12 million of them worldwide.
他们是游牧民族，大概有1,200万人。
They possess no home, no national identity.
他们没有家园，没有国籍。
And they're scattered, and they are despised by all.
他们分居各处，也被人所厌弃。
They belong to no one, no country.
因为他们没有属于任何一个国家。
So if the rulers and kingdoms of this world, or the lack thereof, determines the livelihood of its people, let alone the kingdom of God.
如果说这个世界上有没有国度和统治者会对人有这么大的影响， 更不用说神的国了。
And this kingdom that transcends time and space, and when that will one day to sum up all the nations together.
神的国度是贯穿历史是超越空间和时间的。
So whether or not you and I belong to this kingdom of God has huge implications for our lives now and forever.
我们自己是不是属于神的国，对我们的生活会有非常大的影响，在今生和永世。
I want to take a look at the scripture to see some of the benefits of being a citizen of this kingdom of God.
我们想来看一些经文，看看圣经里怎么样说作为神国中的子民有什么样的益处。
Because any one of us want to become a citizen of a country, you definitely want to choose a good one, right?
我们要想成为一个公民的话，我们会选择一个很好的国家。
So I feel like I'm going to advertise for the kingdom of God, for this kingdom, to hopefully getting in more citizens.
我希望为神的国做一下广告，希望神国的公民能更多起来。
The four benefits we want to take a look at.
有四样的好处。
First of all is the adoption of sons.
第一个是神收养我们为儿子。
The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, He chose us, who's God, chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ.
以弗所书一章四到五节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，毫无瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
This simply means that before God even created the world, before creation even began, God already decided that we should be His sons, His children.
这就意味着，在神创世以前，神就预先拣选我们成为他的儿子，让我们毫无瑕疵。
That we would be, that He would make us perfect in His sight.
他会使我们在他的眼里毫无瑕疵。
Second benefit, it is to God, as a citizen of this country, God will redeem us and grant us the forgiveness of sin.
第二个好处是，作为神国的子民，他救赎我们并赦免我们的罪。
In the same chapter of Ephesians, verse 7 says,
以弗所书一章七节说，
He says, in Him, who is Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of God's grace, and He lavished on us, and that He lavished on us.
我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So, this tells us that in order, before we can become sons of God,
这就告诉我们在我们可以成为神的儿子之前，
Before he can adopt us,
在神可以收养我们之前，
he will have to buy us back from some other owner.
他需要把我们赎回来，从其他的主人那里。
Who is Satan?
就是撒旦。
And to forgive us our sins,
来赦免我们的罪。
And he will have to pay the ultimate price.
要赦免我们的罪，他要就付出，他需要付出代价。
And that is with the blood of Jesus, His Son.
就是救主耶稣基督他儿子的血。
So, brothers and sisters and dear friends.
所以，弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
Let me tell you a truth.
我来跟大家讲一个真理。
Perhaps some of you already know. Most of you.
也许很多人都已经知道了。
There are only two kingdoms.
只有两个国度
that matters at the end.
只有两个国度
Every other kingdom you see will pass away.
所有的国度都会过去
These two kingdoms, one belongs to this God in heaven who loves us.
有一个国度属于神，是神所爱的地方
And the other one belongs to Satan, his enemy.
另外一个国度属于撒旦
You and I
你和我
belongs to either one of them.
或属神的国，或属撒旦的国。
You are not your own. You are not by yourself.
你并不是独自一人在这。
You either belong to God or Father, or you belong to the evil one.
你或者是属神天父，或者
是属。And everyone who's ever born, because we're born sinners, we're born naturally belonging to the evil one.
我们从生下来，自然的就是属于那个恶者。
So until Jesus came, and he has to, in order to make us his God's sons, he will have to buy us back from Satan.
耶稣来的时候，他要救赎我们，他需要来付这个代价，买赎我们回来。
And the price is none other but his own life with his own blood.
这个代价就是他自己的独生子，耶稣基督的宝血。
Well, let's look at the next benefit.
让我们看一下下一个好处。
He says he makes us into his kingdom and priests, not just priests, but royal priests to serve him.
他使我们成为国民和君尊的祭司来侍奉他。
Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 and 6 says,
启示录一章五到六节说，
He who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be kingdom or citizens,And priests to serve his God and Father.
他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
And so this tells us not only God loves us and he freed us from all bondages.
这不只告诉我们，神爱我们，把我们从各样的捆绑中释放出来。
He also gave us the honor.
他也给了我们这样一个荣誉
，Not only to be his kingdom, his citizen,
不仅是做他国度的公民
，but to be a priest, a royal priest who can stand before this holy God and serve him,
还是成为一个君尊的祭司，在他的殿前侍奉他。
Lastly, he gives us the kingdom.
最后一个，他给我们他的国。
Romans 8:15 through 17 says.
罗马书八章十五到十七节说
You have received the spirit of adoption as sons, you meaning us, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him.
我们你们所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦的话
，So it tells us how do we know that we are the children of God？
这就告诉我们，怎么知道我们是神的孩子呢
？It is when you actually believe in the Lord, God gave you His Spirit inside of you。
就是在你相信他的时候，神把的圣灵赐给我们。
And somehow you can call this God who's way up there, who's holy. You can call him Abba, Father. You can call him Daddy.
我们就可以称在天上的为我们的父。
There are very few of you know Taiwanese, right?
可能很少有人知道台湾话。
Other than how many of you know? 除了建英 ，Oh, and then 首长 few.Okay, Jing. In Taiwanese, how do you call your dad?
台湾话怎么样叫爸爸呢
？Do you remember? 阿爸 ，right? We call him 阿爸 Okay, 阿爸 Get it? It's not easy to remember. Can you imagine? This thing it just blows our mind. That how can you call God, who's supposed to be fearsome, your 阿爸 Your dad, you can call him daddy.
这位让人敬畏的神，我们很难理解，怎么样才能够让我们称呼他为阿爸父
？Not only that we will be his children, he's going to give us his kingdom. We will inherit his kingdom.
不仅是我们是他的儿子，并且他让我们承受他的国
，so that we can rule and reign together with God, with Christ.
我们就可以与他。一同来治理
What an honor.
是怎么样的一个
So, let's conclude. What does this kingdom have to do with me?
我们总结一下到底神的国与我们有什么关系呢
Well, the kingdom of God, this message of the kingdom of God is actually a good news. We call it the gospel.
神国的这个信息是好消息是福音
because we could not acquire any of these benefits by ourselves, by our own efforts.
因为我们没有办法靠自己，靠自己的任何努力来得到这个福利。
Not by any means.
没有任何的途径。
We could not free ourselves from the bondage of sin and the penalty of sin, which is death.
我们没有办法脱离罪恶的捆绑和罪恶的惩罚，就是死。
We cannot redeem ourselves from Satan's rule over us.
我们没有办法从撒旦的权势下面。
We cannot forgive our own sin. Sometimes we can't even forgive ourselves for some of the wrong things we've done.
我们没有办法来宽恕自己的罪。
There's no way we can clear our own conscience.
没有办法让我们的良心完全的清白。
And lastly, but we definitely cannot make ourselves holy and perfect like God.
我们更没有办法让我们自己圣洁、完美像神一样。
Blameless in God's sight.
在神眼里毫无瑕疵。
Let alone making ourselves worthy to be God's son and one who will inherit his kingdom and to rule and reign with him.
更不用说我们使自己配得做他的儿子，一同承受产业，与他一同作王。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友们，
all these benefits and beyond of the kingdom of God.
所有的这些天国的好处还有更多的。
All these are the finished work of Jesus on the cross.
这一切都是耶稣基督做成的功。
Him and him alone.
只有他。
And no wonder Paul declared that he resolved to know nothing but Christ and him crucified, Jesus and him crucified.
难怪保罗这样宣告说，他定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣并他的十字架。
And no wonder Paul, who had received a great grace of God,
难怪保罗他领受了神极大的恩典。
Even though he was a great apostle,
虽然他是一个大的使徒，
he says, "I will not boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus."
他说，我没有任何可夸口的，只有耶稣并他的十字架。
Friends, sisters, and dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
the gospel of the kingdom of God is God's Son Himself.
神国的福音就是神自己，就是耶稣基督。
Is Jesus Christ the King?
就是耶稣基督是王。
Who He is and what He has done.
他是谁？还有他所做的。
And for our eternal salvation.
还有他为我们所成就的。
And when all his work comes to fruition, to completion.
当他一切的工都完成的时候。
When the old and then the old will pass away, all will become new.
旧的即将过去，一切都成新了。
And our Lord and God will rule and reign forever.
我们的主，我们的神会永远作王。
And to him, to his kingdom, there will be no end.
他的国度永无止境。
And we will also reign and dwell with him.
我们也会与他一同居住，一同作王。
No wonder the Lord teaches us to pray.
所以神这样教导我们祷
告。He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness."
先求神的国和他的义。
That all these, meaning all other things,Everything you need, even want, will be added onto you.
其他的一切，我们所需的一切，都会加给我们。
Because if you and I have the kingdom of God and its loving King,
如果我们有了神的国和爱我们的王，
then you and I have everything you will ever need.
我们就有了我们所需的一切。
In this life and in eternity.
此生和永恒。
Lastly,I want to share with you how we ought to respond to this kingdom message.
最后我想和大家分享我们应该如何回应天国的信息呢？
You know, to any message, you can have two responses.
对任何的信息我们可以有两种反应。
You can either deny it or believe it.
我们可以否认它，也可以接受它。
You can either receive it or reject it.
我们可以接受或者拒绝。
So is it with the message of the kingdom of God.
天国的信息也是一样。
But the crucial difference is,
但是有个极大的不同。
Your response and my response to this message,
你和我对这个信息的反应
will determine where and how you and I spend eternity.
会决定你和我将在哪里度过永恒。
Let me repeat that again.
我再重复一遍。
Our response to this gospel or the message of the kingdom will determine how, where and how we spend eternity.
我们对这个天国的福音的反应会决定我们将来的永恒是在哪里还有怎样度过。
I pray to God and I hope that despite my inadequacy this afternoon to convey to you the message of the kingdom,
我祷告求神帮助，虽然我自己的信心也可能不完全，
that you will hear the voice of the king calling out to you.
我希望大家能听到我们的王在向我们呼唤。
And then you will respond to him rightly.
我们对他有一个正确的回应。
So let me first speak to those of us who are not believer yet, who have not received Jesus.
我首先想对还没有信主的、还没有接受耶稣的朋友们。
I want you to hear what the King, what the Lord says, as He often said on earth.
我想请你听神这样说。
The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand.
日期满了，神的国近了。
At hand means that it is so near. It is at the door. It is at the threshold. It's about to burst open.
神的国近了，就是他已经在门口了，已经在马上就要冲进来了。
And he says, repent and believe in the gospel.
他说，你们当悔改，要信福音。
我需要停一下，让红丽喝点水。Where's your water? So I pray that your response will be, Lord, I come.
所以我希望你的回应说，主啊，我来。
You see, the kingdom of God is not of this world.
你看，神的国其实并不属于这个世界。
It's not a kingdom that we perceive to be.
并不是我们所想象的。
It is the kingdom of heaven.
这是天上来的国。
It requires that you are holy and perfect like God.
这需要你像神一样圣洁完美。
It requires that you have the very life of God inside of you.
这需要你要有神的生命在你的里面。
That means that you must be a child of God.
这就意味着你必须是神的孩子。
You have to be a prince of God or the princess of the king.
你或者是神的王子或者是公主。
So that in order for you to enter into heaven and the kingdom and inherit the kingdom.
为了你如果可以能够进入这个神的国度。
But to have such a status, you cannot by any means, not any work or merit of your own, to earn God's favor and your way into His kingdom.
我们没有办法靠任何自己的努力或者是成绩来博取神的喜悦，来进入神的国。
You cannot be a naturalized citizen.
你不可能是一个中立的公民。
You cannot go through some tests, answer some questions, and make some pledge and become a citizen of a country of God's country.
我们不能够去像美国公民一样去考试，去做一些题目，然后去宣誓成为这个国的公民。
So how do you become a citizen of this country?
如何成为这个国度的公民呢？
Jesus gives us the answer in his answer to Nicodemus.
耶稣给了我们这个答案，当他在跟尼哥底母讲话的时候。
He said that I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless it's born again.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人若不成说不重生，就不能见神的国。
And then no one can enter into the kingdom of God unless he's born of thisWater, which is baptism, and of the Spirit.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So in the book of Acts, when Peter first began to preach this kingdom message, a group of Jewish people heard him, and they were cut to the heart.
在使徒行传当中，当彼得传道的时候，讲到天国的福音，众人听了觉得扎心。
And they asked Peter,What should I do? What should we do to be saved?
他们就问彼得说，我做什么可以得救呢？
And Peter answered them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦免，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is given to us as a seal, as God's approval.
圣灵是 神给我们得救的印记。
And then He is also the guarantee for us to inherit the kingdom later.
也是给我们将来承受神国的保证。
But not everyone can repent.
但并不是每个人都悔改。
And receive, willingly receive this message.
愿意接受这个信息。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
You see, only the humble, the thirsty, the truly thirsty who hunger for God's kingdom and His righteousness will actually come to Jesus.
只有那些饥渴慕义的，只有那些谦卑的，渴慕神的国的，才能够进来。
And when they do come, they will be given the kingdom.
当他们来的时候，神就把他的国赐给他们。
So dear friends, are you willing to come?
所以，亲爱的朋友，你们愿意来吗？
Come to this king and heed and hear his message.
来到这个君王面前，听他的信息。
The kingdom of God cannot be earned.
神的国是不能争取的。
And it can't but to be inherited by His children.
只能承受，作为他的孩子承受。
And the message of the kingdom cannot be fully understood unless you have this Holy Spirit to help you.
神国的信息不能靠着自己的智慧去明白，只能靠着圣灵的帮助。
Yes, not by human intellect. So if you receive Him as your King this day while you still have time, then He will receive you that day into His kingdom.
如果在今天还有时日的时候，你愿意接受这个信息，那么将来在一天，神会把你接入他的国度。
Lastly, I want to speak to us for children of God.
接下来我想对我们已经是神的孩子的人。
I hope we will all say.Jesus, Lord Jesus, come.
我希望我们都会说，主啊，我愿你来。
Because if we do,
如果我们是这样子说，
and we made this our constant daily prayer,
如果我们把它作为我们每日的祷告，
we will be watchful.
我们就会警醒，
and we will not be lazy, not to bear fruit.
我们就不会懒散，不结果子。
I want to remind you a parable that Jesus told in Matthew.
我想提醒大家一段经文是关于十个童女的。
That's the parable of the ten virgins. I'm going to have, to save time, I'm going to have Hong Li read it in Chinese. So for you Chinese speakers, please listen to her carefully. And for the English speakers, you can see, you can read from the projector overhead.
Okay. 马太福音第25:1-13。那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人来喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。他去回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Amen.I pray that we will be like those five wise virgins.
我求神帮助我们成为那五个聪明的童女。
Wise because they heard the message of the kingdom, they put it into heart, and they knew it and they believed it.
他们是聪明的童女，因为他们听到了，就把这话放在心里，因为他们相信。
Even though the bridegroom, the king tarried, they waited.
虽然主来的延迟了，他们等候。
And they believed that he would eventually come, so they took enough oil with them to keep their lamp burning.
他们相信主必来，所以他们在他的灯里放满了油。
You know, this is a Jewish tradition. Custom, sorry.
这是一个犹太的传统。
After the parents had made this engagement between the man and woman,
在父母给儿女定了婚姻之后，
then the man was returned to his father's house and tried to build an extension of room next in the father's house for the bride, future bride.
这个新郎会回到自己的家，建造一个房屋，在他父母房屋的旁边等待新娘。
Remember Jesus said, "I go and prepare a place for you."
记得耶稣说，我去是为你们准备一个住处。
So the bridegroom himself and no anybody else know any about the time when this will be done.
这新妇和新郎并不知道什么时候是这个时间。
And this bride has so many bridesmaids to wait with her for this bridegroom.
新娘有好多的伴娘与她在一起。
It may take months.
也可能是好几个月。
It may take a year for this project to be done.
也可能要好几个。
It is when the father one day says, "Look at what this man has done," and he says, "It is finished."
只有父知道什么时候完成，然后他说时间到了。
The room is good.
这个房间准备好了。
You can go now.
你可以去了。
Go get your bride.
去接你的新娘吧。
And so you have to wait. You have to be on the watch because you never know when the bridegroom will come.
所以新娘要一直的警醒等待，因为她不知道什么时候新郎会来。
So these five virgins, the fact that they actually prepared oil tells you that they actually believe the message. Our actions, how we live, tells what we truly believe inside.
所以那五个聪明的童女，她们相信了，就准备好了油在等待。她们的行为显明了她们的信心。
Our God is not tarry, like Peter said, that he said he will come, and 2,000 years he hasn't come yet.
就如彼得所说，我们的主并不是延迟。
But he said he's being merciful. He's waiting so that no one would perish.
他是充满了怜悯，等待我们悔改，以致没有人灭亡。
1 John 2:28 says, "Abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming."
约翰一书二章二十八节这样说，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
So let the kingdom of God be like a seed sown in you and me, a good soil.
让天国的福音像种子一样种在我们的心田里，我们的心田作为好土。
That we not only hear this message, but we actually obey it, put it into practice, and bear much fruit.
不仅是听到的这个福音，我们要把它顺服它，并且行出来，结果百倍。
And let the kingdom of God be like an east that expands around us, all around, that others can hear about this message.
让天国的福音像酵母一样，让它扩散出去，让更多的人听到可以进来。
And let our eyes and our hearts.Be like the ancient gates of Jerusalem, that we be lifted up so that the King of Glory can come in.
让我们的心和眼像耶路撒冷的城门举起来，迎接我们的王进来。
You know, on that Sunday, some 2,000 years ago,
在两千多年前的那个主日，
Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the city of David, the city of King.
耶稣进入了耶路撒冷，那是大卫的城，是君王之城。
He entered as a humble servant, riding on a borrowed donkey.
他进耶路撒冷，骑在驴驹上，以一个卑微的仆人的身份。
But one day he will come again.
有一天他会再来。
He will come again in glory.
他会带着荣耀而来。
He will come in with all his majesty, with trumpet sounds and thunders.
带着威严， 伴随着雷声和号角的声音。
He would be riding on the white horse.
他会骑在白马之上。
And he would come with heavenly hosts.
他会带着天上的使者。
He would come no longer as a humble servant, but as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他再来的时候不再是卑微的形象，而是万王之王，万主之主。
Majestic in all his glory.
威严充满了荣耀。
And whether you believe him or not, we will all behold our King.
不管你信还是不信，我们都会看到我们的神。
Even those who pierce him.
即使是那刺他的人。
Even those who rejected him.
即使是那些拒绝他的人。
And then his kingdom and will become the kingdom, and all the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of our God and of our Christ.
到那时，世上的国就成了我主和主耶稣基督的国。
I want to hear what the King who testifies to this message saying.
我们的王跟我们这样说。
Surely, I am coming soon.
看哪，我必快来。
And let the church say, Amen, come.Lord Jesus, come.
愿他的教会回应说，主啊，我愿你来。
We will respond with a song. We'll ask James, can I give you a mic and help out? You may not have sang this lyrics before, but you certainly know the melody because it's a Christmas melody.
我们会用一首歌来回应这个信息。也许我们对这个歌词不熟悉，但是它的曲调是圣诞乐曲中的一首。
If you're physically able, I only ask for those children of God. If you're baptized children of God, if you're physically able, would you stand with me to sing this declarative song?
如果你是神的孩子，我请你站起来，和我一同来唱这首歌。
We can sing both in English and Chinese all together.
我们可以用英文、中文一同唱。
Here we go. 我王，
我王必定欢要在你前方都马雕刻。在说一周快得不行，主要完成就好，我已听见他的叫声在那彩云中间，我也看见他的容身音乐显露在天，我眼转看我的救主，我心已经在天，我可不说别的题目，只说与主相见。主的带领已经紧紧，主来源是为我，主的应许永远坚定，从来没有空说。前人的手不能助我，万人的眼也不，路上荆棘不过助我，总有金钱的福。我心我灵尽当复兴，让这世界过去，生命的主求你快临，接我进入天日。
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your promise.
感谢赞美主，我们感谢你的应许。
We thank you for all that you've done to make us your children.
我们感谢你，你所做的一切，让我们成为你的子女。
We thank you for all that you've done, that you make us worthy and be qualify us to enter into your kingdom.
感谢主，你为我们所做的，让我们成为你的儿女。
Lord, I pray that this message of the kingdom will continue to remind us day in and day out.
主，我祈求你，让这天国的信心每一天的提醒我们。
That would direct, it would change our direction. It would direct our life on earth.
来改变我们的航程，来改变我们的生命。
Lord, doesn't matter what we go through on this world, in this world.
在这世上我们所经历的不算什么。
Doesn't matter the suffering or persecution, whatever it is.
无论是患难也好，是逼迫也好。
We do not live for this present.
我们并不是为现在而活。
We live for that glorious kingdom and the loving King.
我们是为了那荣耀的国，是为了我们爱我们的主而活。
Lord, we say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, come.
我们说，主啊，愿你来，我愿你来。
May we be the group of people who will usher in your glorious return.
愿我们成为这一群人，让你的国度快快的降临。
We praise you, to you be all the glory and honor and praise.
我们愿你自己得到一切的荣耀、赞美和称颂。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.